The truth of any matter can be a continual search. How do you determine it? What is the barometer you use to establish verity in your life? There are so many outlets vying for your attention, attempting to define and redefine truth at every turn. The verity of the Word of God is the only standard that matters and never changes. It is the only truth that is perpetual and invariable, whether you believe it or not. Relying upon it as the authority in your life will bring you closer to your purpose and align you with its verity. Please join me on this introductory episode of the Spoken Verity podcast as my co-host and I define the foundation of the podcast as well as introduce ourselves to the listeners. All right. Well, welcome listeners to episode 0 of the Spoken Verity podcast. This episode, we're just going to take it to introduce ourselves, me and my brothers on the call, Brother Wally Harris the Third and Brother Otto Medina Jr., my co-host. And we'll just speak on what you, give you a little bit of a preview of what you should expect from us listening to our podcast. Well, before we move any further, let's just, as always, invite the Lord into our presence. Spirit of the loving, living God, we thank you. We thank you for your strength in our bodies this morning. We thank you for giving us that courage to obey you and step out the way that we are doing using this medium. This is all you. It may be our voices that are being heard, but it is you. So we invite you, even now from episode 0, even as we introduce ourselves, even as we introduce the podcast, we just ask that you flow through us. Less of us, more of you, Lord Jesus. Let it be your voice through us, Lord God. We thank you for everyone listening right now. Whatever issues they may be going through, we ask that you meet them beyond the point of their needs and let healing take place, even as they listen to other episodes of this podcast. We commit this venture into your hands. It is yours. It belongs to you. It will reign. It will go as far as you want it to go, to the glory of your name and for the good of others. Bless us now, Lord, as we speak in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right. So I'm going to kick it off with Brother Wally Harris the Third, a.k.a. the Reverend. Introduce yourself to the listeners and just speak on the spoken verity. This podcast everywhere. Like, why should listeners be listening to the spoken verity?
Well, first of all, I just appreciate the opportunity. We've been going through a lot of challenges just to get our podcast launched. And I know that there are a lot of them out there. But specifically, my name is Wiley Harris III, and I am one of the co-hosts and co-founders of this podcast, The Spoken Verity. And verity is a true belief and principle. And it's something that we all live by, the Word of God. And we're very happy to be a part of this. And the opportunity to be able to do this is something that we know the Holy Spirit has placed on our hearts. And now that we're into this first episode, episode 0, we're going to be able to now disseminate the truth, disseminate the Word of God in a way that's going to allow our listeners to connect, not just with us, but with the Spirit of God in us, to be able to present what we believe is being spoken through us in these last days. And we are in the last days. And so now the opportunity to do that is here. A little bit about our show, a little bit about, I think, what our vision is and how we're going to unpack that with the listeners. As far as myself personally, I'm a married father of 2 college age children, been married for 21 years. I have a lovely, patient, beautiful wife that Amen. Has been with me through thick and thin. And there's been a lot of challenges within 21 years of marriage. There's also been a lot of victories and wins and a lot of maturity and growth that I've seen. Amen. Not just in myself, but in my wife and her background and our children and what they've seen, and just being able to live through that. And it's a blessing, because now you get to see what you've planted into your children after it's been planted into you. My parents have been married 45 years, and so it'll be 46 in December. And so they put the word of God in me, and now we're just continuing that process and the generational blessing that comes from raising a godly seed. And I'm seeing the benefit of that professionally. I'm a business owner. We have a real estate investment company that we've had for the last almost 20 years now. And we've had a lot of highs and lows with that, a lot of success, a lot of failures too. But through those failures, we've learned trusting in God with everything that we do. We put our hands to, we'll always prosper. We just have to continue the process.
Amen.
And doing the things that we've learned and been assured of. So very thankful for that. Very thankful for the platform that we're able to serve others with our community efforts and certain initiatives that we're going to undertake now together. And so we're just excited. I'm excited about this and ready to move forward.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And we call him the Reverend for a reason. As you listen to future episodes, you'll get to see why. Now, let's move over to my brother from another mother, Otto Medina Jr., a.k.a. Denzel Washington. If you could take a few moments to introduce yourself to our listeners and kind of talk about the show as well, like what should they look forward to hearing from you? What's your contribution would be like in future episodes of the Spoken Verity podcast?
Well, one of my main contributions, of course, is to bring some validity to the program. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of
You can't bring validity to the program, brother, if you can't say the word. I mean, that's
verity. Verity. We're bringing verity.
Oh, that's right. Verity.
Verity. And I had to look that up again because I've got to keep reminding myself, what does that mean? Because what comes to mind, the first thing is when Jesus would say, verily, verily, I say unto thee.
Holy Spirit of God.
So, but actually verity, because you brushed on it, and I don't know if the listeners are really going to catch it, so I want to reemphasize it. That is a true principle or belief, especially one of fundamental importance. So basically the contribution I hope to provide is more from a practical standpoint about faith, and then we'll be able to dissect sound doctrine, you know, really when we talk about scripture, well, what does it really mean? You know what I'm saying? And so when you think of theology, theo is God and ology is study of. So that's really what we're going to do, is just kind of talk about God, you know, have God talk. That's what theology really means anyway. But as far as personally, I am happily married to my wife, Sabrina. I have two daughters, 6 grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild.
Come on now.
Amen.
You know, and especially the youngest of the clan, if you will. Man, they're a handful, and it's a true blessing, you know. And they bring a tremendous amount of joy into our life. And I love the chance to be able to impart, you know, faith into their lives, you know, so that as they grow up, you know, we raise them up in the Lord. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So professionally, I've been blessed and am steward over God's company. And like I tell everybody in business, I don't care about being politically correct. I want to be spiritually correct. So
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Where we stand as far as the business is concerned. But what else? I don't know. Really, I'm just going to be a referee between the two of y'all for the most part. So
I don't even want to comment. Let's just leave that alone. No.
Yeah, referees. It's not your time to talk right now, Reverend, okay? It's not time. It's my time right now, okay? So anyways, as I was saying.
I was like, you need a referee.
Amen, amen. Yeah, with my different personalities, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sounds like familiar spirits that.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Out. Don't go. Oh no, he didn't. Oh no, he didn't. But you know, one thing I guess we've known each other for how long? We known each other, brothers.
What?
I mean,
at least. We've been working together. Yeah, indirectly for years, but
yeah.
Here over the last 3.5 years, we've been really, really working
closer
side by side.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've known each other from afar for years.
I think the first time I met you, Brother Wiley, we were doing the gospel celebration a few years back. That was quite a while back.
The BET gospel celebration. That's right. Yes, was that for the Super Bowl?
I believe so. Yeah,
that's right. I remember that.
And then Brother Remy, he was just there. You know what I mean? I don't know. He just showed up someday, you know?
What?
I just showed up and I never left. Like, I just appeared from heaven.
Wow.
No, but I mean, it's been a blessing to my family to know you guys, to see you grow as well and to grow with you, you know, in faith and to know that it's not just on a Sunday, it's like on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you know. Mm. It's a blessing to be a part of your family's lives and to see them grow and, you know, just keeping it real, you know.
Yeah.
All too often you see people on Sunday and then on Monday morning, it's a whole different story,
mm-hmm.
you know, right. And that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Or as Pastor Tony Evans once said, we have a lot of bubblegum Christians. You know, once the flavor is done, you throw it out. You spit it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a blessing. I can say that I see God in y'all's lives. Amen. And it's inspiration for me and also helps me to stay on track in my own walk, you know. But praise God, I'm glad to be part of this program. And I look forward to what God is going to do with it, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so my name is Remy Echo. I grew up in Nigeria and been living out in the States here for almost 2 decades now. Yeah, coming up on 17 years, I think. Yeah. So my journey in life has been quite interesting, to say the least, and I'll get to share as we go on in our future episodes. But married to my beautiful boss lady, and we are blessed with a toddler, and she's just, it's amazing, you know, hearing your brother speak about pouring into your kids and how our child is now being able to, like, maybe recite some verses that she's been hearing us say. And even when we pray and she finishes up, like, we're like, okay, cover her. She's like, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, quoting Psalm 91, like the beginning, you know, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, you know. It's just amazing, yeah. To see that, you know, and it gives us so much joy. So I can only imagine, like, having college-age kids, like, how that would be to see how much of that pour. And I personally know about it and have a little bit of peek into that, you know, to see them, even how they serve in the church and all that. So that's been a blessing, definitely, Brother Wally and Brother Otto, yeah, seeing your grandkids grow. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that. Professionally, I'm in the tech space. I always tell people I'm at the intersection of faith and tech. I feel my calling in life is to use technology for His glory and the good of others in all spheres of it, you know. So there's certain things that He's called me to and, you know, new ventures that are about to be launched, and you probably hear of them as we go forward in this podcast as well. So the spoken verity. My brothers have already kind of defined what the word is, so I won't belabor that piece of it, but I, from my perspective, the idea is for us to just speak the word of God, you know, and the Bible says His word is truth. We'll pick subjects in the Bible, we'll pick principles in the Bible, we'll also look at everyday events, current events happening in the world, but through that filter of the Bible, not in flesh, you know, like, okay, kind of what one of Brother Otto's favorite phrase, what does the Bible say about this? You know, like, what does the Bible say? You know, instead of, it's not how we feel, it's what does the Bible say? And that's kind of what's been tugging us at us, like that desire to just add our voice, you know, to help spread the word of God in our own way using this podcast. So yes, we'll speak the word of God. We'll try to dissect principles within the Bible. We'll pick on certain aspects of life, marriages, you know, science and fiction and all that stuff. And, you know, we'll try to use the Bible to define those areas of life and those principles as well. And I'm excited. Like Brother Wally shared about challenges we've had. It's been something that I think it's been, what, over a year now that we've been like, okay, yeah, this has to go. But there were challenges that were self-imposed. I won't raise my hand because, you know, but
you don't, they were also... you don't have to, brother. We all raising our hands. I mean, it's not just you.
But there's also challenges that, you know, we're just going into this and we probably didn't make a couple of proper checks. But above it all, right, the idea is this is the Holy Spirit guiding this. We're not looking for a perfect show. We're looking for a Spirit-led show. We're not looking to, oh, let's say this way. No, we're going to say it the way the Bible says it. That's the goal, you know, that's the idea. Of course, we're going to make sure the show is properly produced, but I'm saying from an editorial perspective, this is going to be all about scripture, you know. Even if when we're looking at issues or current issues happening in life, it's always going to be about scripture. But yeah.
You know, I believe that our in unison will be like John the Baptist, the voice in the wilderness. Speaking and going before the coming of our Lord and Savior. I really believe that we're a part of the end time movement in terms of speaking the word, the truth, the principled beliefs in scripture that is infallible, that is without taint, without anything that's going to keep it from coming out. The word cannot be stopped.
Amen.
Job says that purposes of God cannot be thwarted. They cannot be changed. He's already purposed it. And I believe that our show is part of the purpose of God.
Amen.
For us to be able to speak his word without being concerned about what the political sphere is like.
Yes, sir.
What the entertainment sphere is like, the culture.
Sir. Yes, sir.
We're not doing this show for that. Mm-hmm. We're doing it for his glory, being led by Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the words that we're speaking will be scripture. That's what you're going to get from us.
Yes.
And I know there may be some commentary included with that, but you're going to get the truth. We're not going to speak what we think, because that's when you get into error. We're going to speak the word of God.
Yes, sir.
As we hear it from Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And then disseminate that to our listeners. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes, but our hearts are for the people.
Amen.
We're here to serve. We're here to help you. Scripture says that you must be patient and apt to teach those that oppose themselves. And the opposition doesn't necessarily mean that you're not saved. You could be in opposition of yourself just in terms of which way should I go? Should I do it this way or should I do it that way? You've got just even... in this upcoming election, you have varying degrees of which way to go. Everyone says that they're believers. Well, you still have to understand where God has you and where you're supposed to go in terms of not just the vote, just anything in your life. And so there's going to be varying paths that people may think that they're supposed to go. But I believe that a part of our purpose is to help those that may be in those places of uncertainty, in those places of needing to understand and rightly divide the word of truth. So the opportunity to be able to do that is not something that we take lightly. And it's not really a daunting task. It's just something that's a part of our purpose. It's not a burden.
Yes, sir.
You know, I know that people talk about burdens, but this is a privilege.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes people like to say that things that you go through in life are burdens and they're trials. And sure, I'm not suggesting that they're not, but all of this has been purposed. And so instead of you looking for a way to not do it to the fullness in which he created you for, what you need to be focused on is how can I do it in the way that you created me to do it? Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I ask the Lord to do every day for me when I talk about my wife and my children. Mm-hmm. Show me how to love them and lead them the way that you created me to love them and lead them. And as long as I'm doing that, I know that everything that he purposed in their lives and in my life and in all of those that's connected to me will manifest because I am leading and loving the way that he created me to lead and love. And I think that that's something that we'll be doing with our show, leading and loving the people that are listening.
Amen. Amen. Anything you want to add, Brother Otto?
No, I was just going to say that at this time we're going to pass the bucket, you know, accept tithes and off.
this is episode zero, like we said, just introducing ourselves and the show. But before we wrap up, I just want to ask, we're doing this in the middle of pandemic. We're doing this in the middle of a move, you know, churches are closed. Lives are changed. People have lost life. And it's different now, you know. The Ebola crisis was back in Wakanda. Like, oh, that's Africa, you know. But this is everywhere. It's spread. It's global. Everybody at the same time feeling something similar. You know, you don't have to explain yourself why you're taking meetings at home. You don't have to explain yourself why children are running around or, you know, it's like, hey, we get it. So I want you, Brother Otto, to kind of speak about that, like, in this season that we are in, like, anything you're sensing spiritually.
Okay. It may not be what everyone is going to agree with, but I'm going to say that I've not allowed this pandemic to dictate my life. I live my life to glorify the Lord. Amen. And I'm not afraid of it. My wife and I have made the determination that, you know, I'm not saying that we are going to be careless and not do the precautionary measures that we have to do.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
But we're not allowing this pandemic to dictate our life.
Amen.
We're living it. And Amen. There's nothing, I mean, from a professional standpoint, there was a moment in time there where, because most of the business we serve is the restaurant business and hospitality, and we lost 60% of our clients. We have seen God move in such a way that we were able to open another office in another city.
Come on.
You know, and so it's like we've seen God move in so many different ways. And then with the employees, you know, I've made sure to explain to them that God is in control.
Amen.
He's our provider. He is our provider. And Amen. So it ain't man, the stock market, whoever's in off it on all that, you know, at the end of the day, God is our provider. And we either have to walk by faith, you know, or if you walk in fear, that's going to take away everything that you're really prohibiting God from being able to fully operate in your life if you operate out of fear. Scripture says that, how does it say in John? I'm struggling to remember that particular scripture, but it says that it's an axiomatic truth. Love drives out fear, and fear drives out love. I'd rather walk
perfect in love. Perfect love casts out all fear.
Yes. Thank you, Reverend. Right.
No problem.
There you go. There you go. That's the very reason I tell you.
That's where he got the Reverend from. Yes, sir.
Oh, there it is. Holy Spirit of God.
That's my backup right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Reverend, yeah. Let's use that as a segue into your section. Like,
sure. You know, you added something, you know, when it's, scripture says that perfect love casts out all fear. And the next part of that scripture says that fear has torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. And that's what we were talking about before. And just to kind of make sure that I loop in the question, there's nothing for us to fear. We are covered and sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Obviously, in this natural realm, there are certain things that come in that you have to deal with. You have to use wisdom. You can't be so spiritually minded you're no earthly good, right? Yeah. Like you can't Preach. You can't operate in that space because mm-hmm. that's foolishness. Mm-hmm. It's bondage. And people die because of a lack of knowledge. So you yes. still need to use wisdom. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you do not operate in fear. Job said, the thing I feared the most came upon me.
Yes, sir.
That was the process he was going through in terms of his test that the Lord allowed. And we're going to get into all of that, obviously, in future episodes. Future, yes, but the sir. Point yes, is that this was something that the Lord allowed. He is sovereign. He knew that this was going to happen, and he's given us the what to do in scripture. In my mind, this pandemic is a forerunner to what's going to happen in the future. In Revelation 13, 17, it says, in that no man might buy or sell save he had that mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Do you recall the world shut down anything?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
You had, if you didn't go and get the necessary essentials, yep. you were just out.
Yep. Yep.
So this is a precursor. This is a forerunner to what's going to occur. Mm. And we're not going to get into the theology of all of that in terms yeah. of are we here and not here, pre-tribulation, mm-hmm. tribulation, mm-hmm. all of that. We'll get to it. We're not doing that today.
Absolutely.
But the point is that this is a precursor and a forerunner mm-hmm. to these things. And mm-hmm. so if this wasn't comfortable for you, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that you know who you are in Christ if you're mm-hmm. saved and a believer. If you're not, let's receive Jesus Christ today. Let's not wait and belabor it. Mm. The time is now. Mm. All of the opportunities to come into the kingdom of God are here. Mm-hmm. Let Holy Spirit lead you. Mm. So it's very important that we understand that this is something that we're not to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. And we allow what Holy Spirit is doing in the earth to come. Mm. He will accomplish all of his purpose.
Yes, sir.
And this is part of that.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like how you ended that. He will accomplish all of his purpose, regardless. Like, nothing will stop it. You know, you Amen. Said you referred that in Job, like, nothing thwart the purpose of God. It's interesting, right? For me, the part that's been really interesting is how the church has taken a different dynamic in the sense that it's not about the building now. You know, it is about small groups. It is about connecting. It's almost as if it's like, okay, now let you be a Christian within your home, be a Christian within your work, be a Christian, like we talked about all of us being married, like, okay, now you're forced to be in that, first is not a good word, but now you have to be in that relationship, like, okay, you and your wife, certain areas that it was, I'm out, you know, I'm traveling, or I got this business straight, I'm now it has to come. So it was almost like, and I can say this because we're Christians, because some other people would look at it a different way. But you know, when things like this happen, we tend to go inside and start like, oh, what's the reason for this and how can we use this? So from my perspective, it's been that point of, okay, you know, you can't just like, oh, let me just go to church now. Church is at home. You know, you have to do church at home. You have to invite Christ into your house. It's no longer go to a building and that's it. No, but now even when you watch it online, you're sitting at home and hopefully that leads to some other things. And it's also been an opportunity to be the light, you know, in all platforms, whether it's social media, that's your platform or something like this that the Holy Spirit has placed for us. It's how things have now changed into this place where certain voices are being highlighted, ours, if you will, you know, and certain avenues. Like, everybody is now on Zoom, you know, doing meetings through Zoom and doing church meetings and small group meetings. You guys touched about fear, and again, I don't want to belabor it, but that is the truth. If a Christian is wondering, okay, wow, what is going to happen here? You're already on the wrong track. There shouldn't be that panic or that worry, right? I look at it this way. There are probably, you know, hypothetically speaking, 1,001 things that happen in the spiritual realm that we do not see that we are protected from, right? That does not affect us. So this is happening in the natural realm, so we're seeing it, right? But there are things that we are oblivious to that are happening around us, but he kept on protecting us. He keeps on protecting us. So even with this, he will. That's my point, you know. It's like things that we have no idea that's happening and we're protected from, then this is something that we know and we use wisdom with it, right? We use that knowledge of, okay, this is what you're supposed to do, wash your hands and do that, but not in fear, not in, oh, I touched this person, oh, I'm about to get it. Oh, I can't leave my house because they say I'm about to get it. Now, you know, that's, you're just giving the enemy an open door to come in, and he would love that to take over your mind and just, oh, look at the numbers. Look at, so again, I'll kind of wrap up with this. Instead of spending time to see, oh, there were 10 cases yesterday, now 100 cases. Oh, this is a time to spend time in his presence, to read the word, to, you know, because it was always like, I'll take myself an for example. I mean, I got to get up a certain time. I got to step out a certain time because I had contracts in the medical center. So the traffic and all that is gone. So now that I get up and I still get up that same time, I have that time to spend more in his word instead of, oh, let me see what was the news saying about, you know, what are the numbers today? Of course, you have to make sure that you are aware of what's happening around you, but it shouldn't be your focus. It's your priority should continue to remain Christ, you know, even now, even more than ever before, just like my brother alluded to, you know, with the passage from Revelation. Now, more than ever before, we have to go back and seek him and get a deeper understanding of, okay, it seems to be a different season. What is my calling now? What am I supposed to do? You know, but it's like foot soldiers getting directed from the general. The battle has changed. So, okay. Or even, if you will, football, American football. I had to say American football because real football is what you guys call soccer, but that is not the episode. So, American football, we have the quarterback that would, you know, call that play. Like, oh, this is what's happening. You do this, you do that. So, in every season, just like this, this is a season of COVID, and tomorrow it could be a different season. Always stay in tune with the one who's directing our lives. That's all what my rambling was about.
You know, you made me think, did you share that what your nationality was?
Yeah, Nigerian.
Nigerian. So basically, you would consider yourself African-American?
I guess, right? So. Or Nigerian-American is more like it, but yeah, African-American if you're trying to generalize it.
Okay, because I'm just saying, because our listeners doesn't, you know, most people don't understand. You're a genuine, I mean, you want to take a picture of Remy, you know what I mean?
And put it up what, in the museum, like, this is what an African-American looks like. This is what an African-American speaks like, too, you know?
Since you opened up that can, Brother Arthur.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've had this discussion off air plenty of times. Mm-hmm. There is a difference when it comes to what an African-American is and then what an actual Black American is.
Yes, sir.
Okay, set Remy the record
was
straight.
Born in, Remy was born in Africa, over here. And since everyone likes to put these monikers and these disclaimers on identity, which is another session we will get into, he is what's called an African American. I am a Black American. I was born in this country. My father was born in this country. So was my grandfather. We are Americans. I don't hear that with white Americans. I don't hear that with any other ethnicity or nationality, but for some reason we need to have that with Black Americans or African Americans. We'll get into that too.
Yes.
Point is that there is a difference between, if you want to just focus on the actual term, but we are all children of God.
Amen.
We are all believers on this show. And yes, so yes, regardless of the house and the casing in which God sent us into the earth with, It does not change who we are as believers. Scripture says, if you say you love God, but you don't love your brother, mm-hmm. you're a liar. Yep. So we don't operate any lies. We operate in straight truth here.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, I can just tell you this, that as a Mexican American,
uh-oh.
Okay. What helps to make a distinction is really how you make the tacos. Okay.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, okay. It's how the taco is made. You know, some with corn tortilla, some with flour. And then that's when it brings up this other stuff, Tex-Mex stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're from Texas, but from Mexico. So it's like Mexican-American, but it's a different term now, Tex-Mex.
Oh, wow.
So
there's Texan, the Mexican kind of?
Hey, yeah, I mean, if that works, you know what I mean? So
let me ask you this, right? This
if that works for you.
This is off left field, kind of. But
yeah, explain, very much really, so.
Explain that
really,
difference
you
between...
Had that, you had Jesus as a Nazirite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had all these other ethnicities there that are brought up in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the Good Samaritan. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lesson there. That was racism.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into all that, like Reverend promised.
Yeah.
He promised we would go into all that. And I look.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Like, just like the term racism. I don't understand ism with race. There's only one. How are you going to be in conflict with yourself? But that's exactly what's happening. We are all made up of 99.9% of the same genetic matter. Mm-hmm. There's only one race. It's the human race.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So I don't understand the word racism. I don't even use that word. That's not a word to me. It's just like the word try.
Mm.
Try is not a word. Either you're doing it or you're not.
Mm.
You're making an attempt. Mm. You're not trying. Trying is not even a word. Anyway, yes, let's not, because we'll be here all day.
Yeah. So, Brother Otto, what's the difference between flour tortilla and corn tortilla?
Okay, it's flour tortilla. Is so good. You know, that's my preference. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
mine too.
And the corn tortilla, well, the flour is made out of flour. That's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Flour tortilla, and then you got the corn tortilla is made out of corn.
Okay.
You know, and this all depends how who's making it too. You know, when mama makes it, woo.
No, that's
I asked because I think you were using that to allude to the fact that, okay, there's a difference between Mexicans if they eat corn or flour, kind of. And I was just wondering, I always like corn. I'm not Mexican, but I just like the corn tortilla.
They always know, my family knows I've been eating corn tortillas or corn chips because I start getting real corny.
Okay.
Right, on that note.
Yes. Yes. We have to wrap it up.
Look, seriously though, this is what living is about.
Mm.
Yeah. Amen.
We can all, you know, because the truth is, we don't agree on everything.
Oh, no.
But, man, we love each other.
Absolutely.
I mean, and would die for each other.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I know that. So,
yep.
And yet, you know, so many people just make this so complicated.
Mm.
Let's get back to the simplicity of the gospel.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
And it's live. You know, it's not about doing, it's about being.
Mm.
So, man, I'm really excited about our venture here, what we're doing. I know that it's something we've really prayed about, mm-hmm. thought about, talked mm-hmm. about, and it's finally come to fruition in God's timing.
Amen.
And here we are. So I'm glad to be part of this team.
Amen. 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 Any last words, Brother Wally?
Oh, God. Now we're going to be another 30 minutes. I'm just kidding.
No, not 30. Another hour. So, no, I mean, again, I just want to echo what, and no pun intended, Brother
Jimmy,
but I just want to echo what my brothers are saying. It's very important for us to understand that the Lord created us with differences for a reason. Mm. There's purpose behind each difference, and we get the opportunity to explore those differences, and what instead of us shunning them and pushing them away, we need to learn how to embrace it according to scripture, because
Amen.
We know that we are each pieces of Almighty God, and we're made in His image, and so because of that, There's a portion of you, Brother Arthur, that I need. There's a portion of me that you need, mm-hmm. Brother Remy. And so when we have that connection and understand that, then we'll all be able to come to the knowledge of what Holy Spirit has created us for, and that the body of Christ will be able to continue to grow and then fulfill what God's called for us to fulfill. But because of division that has been rampant in the church, because obviously what's happening in this world is in part because of the failure of the church in a lot of areas. But the fact that we're now focused on, at least in my mind, and prayerfully, that's part of what we're doing within our show, is connecting each other to the truth.
Yes, sir.
True to the verity of the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Then it's going to help us and the body of Christ as we get ready for our Lord and Savior coming back. So this is something that we get the opportunity to do. And I'm extremely excited.
Amen. 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 All right. Let's close episode zero in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your presence today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who spoke through our vocal cords. We embark on this project, Lord, not for us to be seen as any authority, but for your name to be glorified. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you, Jesus. We pray over every episode. We pray that you would use our vocal cords, Lord, that you would breathe upon each recording, that you would use it to bring souls into your kingdom, that you would use it to edify your believers. We pray, Lord God, that you would restore relationships, that you would heal broken hearts. Let this be all about you, for your glory and the good of others. Thank you for this opportunity, Jesus. Continue to strengthen us. Continue to refresh us with your Holy Spirit as we speak your word, your unchangeable truth. We pray this in the mighty, invisible, and matchless name of King Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to TSV this week. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you use to do so. Please know that we love and care about you. If you haven't received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to do so today. Please go to thespokenverity.fm/salvation to accept the leading of the Holy Spirit and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Until our next encounter, speak the eternal verity, the unchangeable truth that is the Word of God. In love, all the blessings.